Good morning, Bitcoins. Today is Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. Mad Bitcoins, 360 degree Bitcoin. The price of Bitcoin is up 2.72% in the last 24 hours, with a last of 30,203, a high of 30,572, and a low of 29,169. That's $1 for 3,312 Satoshis. Here are today's Mad Bits. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong says he's open to leaving the United States as regulators crack down. Shocking news from London today as Brian Armstrong has had enough of the United States regulatory uncertainty and sometimes outright hostility towards crypto and may consider leaving the United States. Anything is on the table, Brian said forcefully at a London fintech conference. I remember fintech. It's full of sharks. Anyway, Armstrong pounded his fist on the table and seemed to be considering taking off his shoes as he exclaimed, "Anything is on the table, including, you know, relocating or whatever is necessary." Will Coinbase join Binance in the stateless Bitcoin exchange club? Or will he do something much more generic like move to France? Find out next time. Same mad time, same mad channel. Coinbase is also going to court against the Securities and Exchange Commission after the company received a Wells notice, which sounds well, but is actually bad. As the article says, it's one of the final steps before the regulator formally issues charges. But enough about Coinbase. Everyone knows, not your keys, not your coins, except for those of you who trust your buddy Sam. Let's move on. Intel discontinues Bitcoin mining block scale chips. No future generations announced. Came in late, leaving too early. This is what I like. They put the sarcasm and the hot take right at the top of the article. You don't even have to read it. More of this, please. Saves me time and provides a clever summary. Intel made their blockchain mining chips too late and are leaving the party too early. Well played, Tom's Hardware. Bitcoin is mirroring 2018 bear market recovery. Yes! Fly, my pretties! Fly! Staggering $300 billion prediction reveals potential Bitcoin price peak after huge crypto and Ethereum boom. Staggering? Staggering. Causing great astonishment, amazement, or dismay? Overwhelming. Incredible. Amazing. So surprisingly impressive as to stun. Staggering. A Bank of America report revealed that a key driver of digital asset adoption had just crossed a major milestone that could see $300 billion added to Bitcoin's market capitalization. Vetle Lunde, an analyst at K33 Research who has analyzed data from Bitcoin's previous cycles, wrote in a blog post that, while history is far from likely to repeat, if the fractal were to continue, Bitcoin would peak around May 20th at $45,000 a coin. While no one should expect a one-to-one mirroring of the current drawdown to previous drawdowns, the resemblance to the 2018 drawdown is staggering. Staggering. Drawdown. Staggering. Oh, we're out of time. Until next time, this has been Mad Bitcoins. Mad Bitcoins? Mad Bitcoins. You can't run away forever. But there's nothing wrong with getting a good head start. You want to shut out the night? You want to shut down the sun? You want to shut away the pieces of a broken heart? Think of how we'd lay down together. We'd be listening to the radio so loud and so strong, every golden nugget coming like a gift of the gods. Someone must have blessed us when he gave us those songs.